Surprise, everybody. Hey, it's Connor. Before we get into this interview with Grace Hodgett-Young, who is starring in Sunset Boulevard on Broadway through this weekend only, I want to tell you about our Patreon, patreon.com/thedramapodcast, where if you go to that URL and pay $5, you get extra episodes of drama every single month, and you get added to our Instagram close friends. patreon.com/thedramapodcast. And again, $5 a month, you support your favorite pod on the planet. My brother and I will forever be eternally grateful for it. And you get extra content. What more could you love? Also extra content is this interview with Grace Hodgett-Young. We released a twin talk a couple of days ago, but we had to sneak in an interview with Grace before she leaves Sunset, before this revival closes, because it has been our obsession even since before it came to Broadway. You know, we had Tom Francis on the show in between the West End and Broadway runs. And now it feels so nice to have this exit interview with Grace, as you will, as she ends her run as Betty and as the revival on Broadway comes to a close. Enjoy the chat and please become a member of Drama Plus at patreon.com/thedramapodcast. $5 a month. We love you. All right. See you in a few.
Press play.
Curtain up, and now we're in.
It's time to take spin.
The shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama.
Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book?
Who got nom?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama. Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life.
I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell.
Dylan, the only thing on my mind is how Love Island is wrapping up on Sunday. I know this has been like the worst season ever, but I am just addicted.
The American one.
The American one is ending. That's true. Because the UK one is airing as we speak, right?
I think so. But I'm so ready to just switch over to that one instead. It's always better.
It is.
I think that the American one just happened to have an amazing season last year.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All the craziness. I know we've talked about it a few times on the podcast before, but I'm just ready for it to end at this point.
I know. But what do you think is going to happen? Like, who is winning? Is it Nick and Alandria?
No, I don't think so. I think Amaya is going to win because she's so beloved. She won all of those fan polls. The conversation around her is only positivity online. Whereas, I mean, the toxic fan stuff has been crazy this whole season in general.
Oh, horrible.
I think it's Amaya all the way. And then the minute it ends, I'm starting. I think it's like series 11 or 12 of UK.
Oh my God.
I'm getting right into it.
Can you watch it on Peacock or is it on something else?
I've always watched it on Hulu, but I'm not sure for this one. Yeah.
Well, all I'll say is I feel like Amaya is America's sweetheart, first of
yes,
all.
Yes.
And also, if Pepe and Iris don't work out, he needs to call me.
Right. You know that's going to be his first call.
Well, yes. Well, yes. Oh, my God. Well, Dylan, anyway, I'm so excited for this week's episode of our podcast here because this gal is starring in our favorite show of the season. I mean, we're addicted. We've both been many times. Many times. I feel like this is such a great moment to catch her at. Like, as her run in the show is ending and the revival is sadly ending on Broadway, like it's a journey we've charted on this podcast. Since remember we had Tom on like right after it ended its run in London last year. Like it was maybe like February or March. So
I think it was like March of last year. Yeah. And look how much has changed in the year since. The show won a couple of Tonys, should have won more.
I know. Oh my God. Dylan, please do us the honor and read her in.
Absolutely.
And let's get it going. All right.
Our guest today is an Olivier Award nominated actress who made her Broadway debut this season as Betty Schaefer in the Tony Award winning revival of Sunset Boulevard. Her interpretation of the role garnered her critical acclaim, including the Best Professional Debut Award at the What's on Stage Awards in 2014 and the aforementioned Olivier nomination for Best Supporting Actress in a Musical. In addition to appearing in Sunset Boulevard at the Savoy Theater, this rising star was in the original West End company of Hades Town as Eurydice. She can even be heard on the live albums of both productions. You'll also recognize our guest from her appearance in What It Feels Like for a Girl on the BBC. Lucky audiences across the pond will recall onstage credits such as The Little Mermaid, Bear, Maiden Dagenham, and much more. This Brit has taken over Broadway, and we're so happy to have her with us ahead of her departure from the Boulevard. Please welcome to Drama,
Grace Hodgett-Young.
Hello.
Hi, Grace.
How you doing?
So great.
All well over here. Are you well?
I'm good. Yeah.
Mixed emotions. You have like what, three or four more performances left?
Yeah. Five more.
Five.
So very mixed emotions. I'm excited to do something new, but I'm sad about leaving the people behind that I've met.
Oh
So
my God. I can only imagine. I guess to just like jump back.
yeah.
How long has Sunset Boulevard been in your life?
So I started auditioning for the show when I had just turned 21, I believe, and I turned 23 in April, just gone.
Okay, brag,
So
brag. Like,
she's
I'm kidding.
young, glowing. So it's been a part of my life for a long time, like 2 years. Yeah, and I was auditioning for it as I was still studying, and I did like six rounds for ensemble, and then in my last round I got pulled in to do Betty stuff. So it was like a very quick turnaround for me.
God.
Oh my gosh. What role was it in the ensemble, or was it just general
Just
ensemble?
like general ensemble, so most of my rounds were dancing, and then in the very last round they'd asked me to stay behind to do some Betty stuff, but I was under the impression that everyone had been cast and they were looking at covers, which I would have been over the moon with anyway. And I was in the room for a long time, but because this was one of my first in-person auditions, like I didn't know whether that was a good thing or not. Like I was just having a good time. And then at the very end of the audition, Jamie was like, "Are you free tomorrow?" And I said, "Yes." I actually wasn't because I was supposed to be working, but I was like, "Yeah, sure. What do you want?" And he said that the finals for Betty are tomorrow and we want you to be there. And I was like,
Oh my
so
God.
yeah, it was a very quick turnaround. And then literally the next day I was doing an audition with Tom. Like it was, yeah, crazy.
Oh, was it sort of like a chemistry read, or was it just truly another
Yes.
step? Okay.
Yeah. So I think at that point Tom had pretty much been cast and they were testing a few different Bettys next to him. It was wild because I didn't know the show. So I was like learning this material overnight. And then I think I went into the room at like, I don't know, let's say 12 p.m. And then they gave me the rest of the Betty stuff to learn and I had to go back at 4 p.m. So they were very gracious. I could have my lyrics, I could stand
Okay.
next to the piano, but it was like I was stressed.
That
Oh
is
my gosh.
so stressful.
Okay, wait. So I'm curious just about this. Was Nicole, like, did you know Nicole was starring in the piece?
So when I first was auditioning for it, it was like you were auditioning for an unknown musical, so they weren't specifying what it was. As the rounds went on, we kind of knew that it was Sunset Boulevard, and there was rumors that Nicole was going to be Norma, but nothing was like clarified. And then when I got the call that I'd got Betty, my agent was like, "Just so you know, like Nicole shows it's going to be Norma Desmond." I was like, "Just casual, you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
just my colleague."
That's so
And
crazy.
so
She
yeah.
is so famous across the pond, too. Like,
Yes,
y'all
she's a
really
queen.
took on to her. Yeah. I mean, Dylan and I are gay, so of course we've loved her forever. But
Yes.
yes. Well, yes. But she had a career, has had a career in London, which has been like so different than what she's done
Yeah.
here. Like X Factor, just her stage credits in general. Like, so I'm sure y'all have a different relationship to her. And I mean, she's beyond just.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I've watched this woman judge singers on X Factor for years. I've watched all of her performances, like the Phantom of the Opera performance. I've watched that so many times. I actually haven't told Nicole that, but I've watched that so many times. Like,
You
I
have to
know
tell
on the last day, I'll be like, just so you know. But
her.
yeah, I'm such a big fan. She's incredible.
That video of Phantom, and then there's one of her singing Don't Cry for Me, Argentina as
Oh.
well, that are at Gay Guy Music Video Night, aka any Friday or Saturday night in my apartment. Those are in rotation always.
Right. Have you seen her perform as Grace in Annie?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. Of
Oh my
course. Yeah. Gosh, she's done it all.
God. Oh, she's done it all. She can do it all.
So wait, so you were in school at the time when you were going through this process? Were you about to finish, or did
Yes.
you?
Yes.
Okay.
It was towards the end of my last year, but they were actually doing auditions in the building that I was training in. So I'd have to like sneak out of like a ballet class and just like sneak upstairs to go do an audition, which was really fun. And my actual graduation ceremony was like halfway through the London run. So I like went to my graduation ceremony and then had to go and do a sunset show at the Savoy. Oh my
Oh my
God.
goodness, that's
Yeah.
surreal. Did a lot of your classmates get to come and see you?
Yes, they did. Yeah. So that was really lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. What program were you in?
I was on a musical theatre degree. So
Okay.
yeah, 3 years. I graduated with a first. So
Period. Yes.
yes. Yes. Yeah.
What kind of roles did you get to play when you were studying?
So in second year we did Merrily We Roll Along, and I got so we because it was a second year production, we had to split it into like two casts. So I played like the younger version of Mary, which was like fun. When I was training, I thought I was just a belter. So when I was getting these like more legitty roles, I was like, are we sure? And then in third year, I played one of the like factory girls in Maiden Dagenham. And then I got to play Ariel in The Little Mermaid, which was really, really exciting. I love that show. It was so much fun.
Oh my goodness. I need to hear you sing not Part of Your World, but Part of Your World Reprise, which is the one
Bruh.
that's really belty.
Yes.
Did you got belty with it?
Oh, I had to. It the way that that sits, it's like I couldn't have sung it any other way because it would have just been breathy. Like there was no power behind it unless I had to build it. So
Yeah.
when I was scrolling through your Instagram doing the extensive research, of course, that Connor and I do
yeah.
before any guest comes on, I did see a photo of you as Ariel, and it looked amazing.
Oh, it was so cool.
Cute. And they like congratulate, I think it was
Mount View.
Matthew, they like congratulated you on, I don't know, for what, maybe it was sunset or something like that, and they had that
Yes.
throwback photo. It was cute.
It was so cool. Like all of the costumes were like recycled, and to like move in under the water, we were on like office chairs, which sounds really bizarre, but it was really, really fun. Like we had like counterparts that moved the chairs for us. Like it was really cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That show has such beautiful music. It really
It's
does.
stunning. I hadn't listened to it in so long, but when I was listening to it again whilst we were doing it, I was like, wow, this show is like stunning.
Oh my God, there's that song, If Only, in the second act that is
Oh, so beautiful.
so beautiful. Connor and I have been to London a few times. We're huge Anglophiles. Anytime we have a
Yes.
guest who's been on the West End, we always need to tell them that so they know that like we're in with it.
We're cool.
Where in relation to London is Mount View? Is it in a different city or?
It's in Peckham, so it's in
Okay.
London South, I believe. Yeah, so it's like half an hour away from the city centre,
Okay.
moving south.
So you had access to the West End if you wanted to see anything?
Yes, I mean, I was a student and on a scholarship, so I did not have the money to be seeing West End shows, but I was watching them on YouTube. I was watching all the bootlegs for sure. Yeah.
Of course. Of course. What were like some of the shows that you, well, I guess we'll just jump into
Yeah,
this.
I
So
know.
like,
I was gonna do it, Dylan, but go for it.
going back into maybe when you were a little bit younger, we always like to ask our guests about the moment that got them into the arts. We call it Ring of Keys, based on the musical Fun Home. It could have been a performance, a musical, anything like that. Would you say you had a Ring of Keys moment that inspired this life?
I feel like it's so basic, but Hairspray is like owns my heart. I love that show. I love the film. I've been in the show like in amateur productions back in Nottingham, where I'm from, like 3 or 4 times, I think. I just love it. I think it's incredible. And it was just really nice for me to see people that looked like me being represented in a show, because especially like with Disney, things that you grow up with as a kid, that wasn't really a thing. Or like if there was a person of color in a show, like for High School Musical, they were in a couple with another person of color. There was never like an interracial couple. So to have that being recognized in a musical was like so powerful to me, and I loved it. So I think Hairspray was definitely the show that I was like, I could do that because these people look like me and they're doing it.
Oh.
So were you in it or had you seen it prior?
So I'd watched the film so many
Oh
times.
yeah.
I've seen the I think there was a tour that came to Nottingham that I saw, and then I've been in it as like an amateur production. I played Little Inez, and I
Yes.
loved that role. So yeah.
So much fun. Oh my God, Connor and
Oh.
I love Hairspray so much. It has the best closing number of any musical ever.
So good.
It's the
Perfect. Every
best.
single character gets to speak. Everyone has like a little bit of closure, and the audience is on their feet dancing. Like, what could
Yes.
be better?
Right. It's a feel good show. Like with still, it still pulls the heartstrings, but you feel good at the end.
And I do
Totally.
love Little Inez's solo in Run and Tell That.
Oh, it slaps so hard. I
So
love it.
hard.
I love it.
So good. Oh man.
I also appreciate what you're saying though about the representation of Hairspray. Just in even in like a sh the show just lends itself to making the audience think a little bit too. You know, it's not
Yeah.
like it's just snuck in there. It's absolutely kind of smacked across the
In your
face of it.
face.
Yeah, which I
Yes.
appreciate because sometimes people need to be shaken.
Definitely. I agree.
So when was it when you realized like, oh my God, I can dance, I can sing? Like, did someone tell you or were you just like, no, I want to sign up for these, you know, whatever?
I always wanted to sing. Like, I always enjoyed singing. Like, I always used to do karaoke videos in my bedrooms, like Beyonce or Rihanna. It's like I kind of wanted to just be a singer when I was really young. And then my older sister joined like a musical theatre club, like on a Saturday. And I eventually joined when I was 9, I think. It sounds so stupid because I was so young, but I like we did You Can't Stop the Beat as like a just like a fun dance and sing situation, and I was literally like, oh, I love this, like this is so fun, and I just felt so like relaxed and like free when I was performing. And I'm not a very academic person, like I'm quite good at English, but everything else I struggle with. It kind of felt like I'd finally found something that I was really good at, and I was being tested in ways that were positive for the way my brain thinks. So yeah.
That's so relatable. You mentioned Nottingham. The extent of my experience with it is the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yes,
Like, that's
Robin
pretty,
Hood. Yeah. Oh, right. Of course.
Is that area in a close proximity to London?
It's East Midlands, so it's not that close, to be fair. It's like 3 hours on a train.
Okay.
But you know, it's not too far. Not too far.
I love the accent.
Would you say that your natural accent is a Nottingham accent?
Yes,
Okay.
definitely. It's like fairly neutral until I say like mum and grass instead of grass
Yeah.
and bath. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Do you feel like your accent has changed at all since living in the States?
Well, not in the States, because I've lived in London for the past 4 years. So my accent was definitely stronger when I first moved to London. Like everyone that I trained with, like as we graduated, if ever I went home and then I came back to London, they'd be like, yeah, your accent's gotten stronger. Like I can tell you've been around your people. So it's definitely probably become a little bit more neutral. But I don't think it's changed since living in the States. I've probably picked up a few like slang things, but like, no, I think if I'd gone back with an American accent after like 10 months of being here, that would be
Oh,
embarrassing.
they'd make fun of you. Oh
Yeah.
my God. Was it always a dream to give New York a shot?
Do you know what's funny is that I never ever thought that it would be part of my journey. Like the goal was always West End for me. I don't know, I never dared to dream bigger than that. So when I knew I was coming here, it was like, is this really happening? Like, and it still feels like that now, and I've got five shows left. Like, it's crazy. So yeah, I never really thought that it would be part of my plan.
Did you hope they would bring you with the production?
Kind of got the same mindset of David. Like when I like knew that the show was good, I was like, oh, this is going to transfer, but like I'm sure they'll just get other people to do it. Like they'll take Nicole and then they'll get other people to fill in our parts. But like now we've done it, it's like, yeah, this was so special between us four and the whole company that like David always says it wouldn't have worked if they'd have gotten what if they'd replaced whoever, because there's just such a strong connection between the four of us. So yeah, I hoped, but I was like, nah, they'll just get someone else. Like that's a lot of effort to bring someone over.
Sure.
Yeah. How soon after the Savoy run ended did they call you and tell you, oh my God, you're going to Broadway?
So I knew like before we'd closed in
Okay.
London that it could happen, but it wasn't a definite thing. But at that point I'd already been offered Hadestown. So I was like, oh, I can't turn down like it leading a show for something that might not happen. So I had to say no. And then I got a call like a few months later saying that it was happening later on in the year and they still want me to go. And I hadn't regretted my decision of saying no, because Hadestown was incredible, but I had started to think like this could have been a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I said no to it. And just as I started getting those feelings, I got the call saying that, you know, the dates had changed and they still wanted me to go. So I felt very, very lucky that I was able to do both in the end.
So glad you did.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, speaking of Hadestown, we've got to talk about it. I was listening to the live recording, of course. Well, I've heard it before, but in preparation of chatting with you. And oh my God, first of all, you sound incredible as
Thank you.
Eurydice, but it reminded me of just how great that musical is. Were you familiar with it before you got cast in the West End production?
I knew the music, but not like well enough to sing it. Like I knew of the show. I'd listened to it before, but not loads and loads of times. But every time I did, I was like, this show's special. Like I love this music. And it was so cool to like sing it every night. That music is so special, and the story is so like heartbreaking, and it like actually takes its toll on you to like do it again and again. Like it's really, really special. So yeah, I think that show is incredible. I loved it.
Was there a particular moment in Hadestown that you would look forward to each performance?
Honestly, so Wedding Song, right at the beginning, like that first initial interaction with Orpheus and Eurydice, I loved because Donal, who played Orpheus, was just so like funny and so like endearing. So that was really fun to play. But then the bit that felt so rewarding was when he turns around at the end, because for people that don't know the show, they're like, oh, this is how it ends. Like, they're just going to keep walking and it's everything's going to be fine. And the amount of times there was like audible gasps or people would be like, no, like it was really like heartbreaking. Because again, when you do a show for however many weeks or months, you kind of get used to the impact of it. Like, it kind of just becomes normal to you. So to hear people verbally react to him turning around every night, I felt really rewarding. Because it was like, yeah, we've done something right here, because they really thought he was going to keep going.
Oh God, that gives me the chills to even hear you talk about it. And I've seen the show a half dozen times, you know? Oh my God, that's so amazing. I love the song All I've Ever Known. It makes me cry every single time. I don't know why. It's just so beautifully done.
Yeah, it's so special. That song as well was such a nice like thing for me to sink my teeth into, like, because she's trying with everything in her not to fall in love with this person. And she's literally telling him, like, I don't deserve you. I'm probably going to mess this up. But he's still there for her. Like, it's so heartbreaking. It's so perfect. I love it.
It really is. What was that cast dynamic like? Obviously, we love Melanie. We had Melanie on our show a couple years ago during In Juliet. What was that cast vibe?
Such a family vibe. Like, I loved every single person in that cast. And Mel was literally like my mom. I loved her. Like, if ever I had an issue, knock on a door and I'd sit on a sofa and she honestly like fixed everything for me. She was just the best.
Oh.
But yeah, I feel like with that cast, I really made friends for life. Like, I feel like there's such a like a culture of like getting really close to people whilst you're in a show with them, and then you might not see them again after the show finishes. But with the people I met in that show, like, they're my friends. Like, I've really, really made friends within that company. So yeah, we really lucked out. We really did.
That's beautiful. Is it still running? Because I know the original Broadway Principals went over and did it for like a month or so, and
Yes, I believe it's still running.
then did everyone kind of go back or?
I think they've got a new cast now. I
Oh.
think Dylan, who took over from Donal, is still there. I
Okay.
think everybody else is. Oh no, and Ali, who was an original Fate, she was in it when I was. I think she's still there, but everybody else is new.
Okay. It was interesting that Rachel Chavkin went over and directed it. Again, and she's been obviously working on the show forever. What was it like to work with Rachel?
Really, really cool. And also really nice to have someone that was part of like the original production of it, because there's such a connection to her with that show that any like, missing pieces that we had or gaps to the narrative, she was just able to pick them up and fill them in for us, which was incredible. So we worked with her for the first week of rehearsals, and then she came back for, I think it was the first week of tech, and then she was back and forth between New York and there. And it was really, really cool. Like, every single detail, like, she had, and it's just all locked up here, which is incredible to watch.
Wow. Is
Wow.
that sort of what Jamie Lloyd is like? I'm so curious about his directing style.
Oh, I want to study the way his brain works. Like, he's incredible. He's incredible, because it was such a collaborative experience creating Sunset in London. But whenever he suggested something that was like a little bit quirky, he'd be like, guys, just trust me. And we'd all be looking at each other like, uh-oh, what's he gonna say? What's he gonna say? And then he'd suggest, like, we're gonna be running around in this scene. And we'd all be like, okay. But it works. It's so incredible. Like, everything he does, it's like magic. It just lifts everything off the page, and he's just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Completely, total genius. There's this moment towards the end of the show where you're like, your character is like driving to the house, and there's just this close up. How did Jamie explain to you that moment? Because like you're serving face while also like being very serious.
Thank you very much.
Tension is so high, Grace. I get chills every time. Oh my God.
It's a wild moment. First of all, those cameras heavy, so I might be serving face, but my arms are shaking. Shaking, shaking. I can't actually remember how he explained that scene to us. I think maybe that was something he'd already like thought of. But I don't actually know how that scene is done in the original production. But I know it's a lot of rain and a lot of lightning. But yeah, I think he was just like, you're going to hold the camera and you're going to look like you're driving. And I was like, okay. And then I remember him saying, like, you need to be like terrified. That was because that was something I didn't really grasp, like when we were first rehearsing it. But he was like, you need to think about how scary. Like, you've just received a phone call from someone you don't know. They know that you know Joe Gillis, which is like, you know, that puts you in a compromising position. So, like, the stakes need to be very, very high. So, I think that's where the like seriousness comes from because she's
Oh,
like, oh
yeah.
my gosh, someone knows that I know Joe Gillis like that. And I've got a fiance. So, I need to get to this house and sort things out. Yeah.
What is your favorite moment in the show? Like, you look forward to it every
Ooh.
single performance.
I love the scene just before Too Much in Love to Care, where like Norm is in the middle of us and we're like kind of circling around her. I think because the lyrics are so like we're talking about the script, but really we're talking about connection between us. That's really nice to play, but also physically because we're like going around Norma, obviously we can't see her. It just leans into the idea of like, we don't really know what's real within this production of Sunset. Like, is I always like to question whether Betty's even like a real person or whether she's just a younger girl and Norma finds that intimidating. Like, it's just a younger person within the industry. That's like her worst nightmare when it comes to Joe and losing him. So that whole like scenario, it's like, is she making that up in her head? Like, did they really meet up that night to talk through the script, or is she just going crazy thinking about where is he? So I love that. And then also it's just a nice build up to Too Much in Love to Care, because that's when she finally like lets it off her chest that she does really like him, which is hard for her because she is like strong willed and she doesn't want to hurt Artie. Like, she's very focused on her work. Like, in this production specifically, she's there for work. She just happens to fall in love with the person she's working with. So yeah, I love the build up for that. But then think again, a rewarding part of the show is like taking the mic off right at the end, just because that's like she's had enough, like she needs to step back. But also, like, as the performer, it's like we've made it, like we've gotten through a show, you know, like we did it. And turning around and seeing Norma for the first time, because I've been on stage with her, but I've never been in the same room with her. So to actually turn around and see her for the first time is like, that's huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you're making me think about things. There's so many layers to it, and I think that's probably why this production has really garnered a strong following of repeat
Yeah.
attendees, because there are so many different ways to think about it. And I think it's so cool that because you did it on the West End, you've lived with Betty for a while, you're able to explore that too. So thank you for that, for giving that to us.
I know.
Of course.
Wait, so what do you think happens to Betty after she leaves Sunset Boulevard?
I truly think that she goes to Artie. I think she tells him what's happened. Like, I think she tells him that she's been like having an emotional affair and that she's kissed someone else. I think Artie forgives her because that's just who Artie is. But I think maybe she stays for a little bit, but then she's like, this isn't the life that I want. Because I think Artie's very happy for her to like do the woman jobs, stay at home, have kids. Like, I think that's his life and she's wanting to work. She's wanting to have a life for herself. But I do think she goes and tells him the truth because I don't think she's a liar. Like, as much as she is too much in love to care, like, I think after she walks away from that moment, she's like, oh,
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. And that's why when she goes back, when she goes to Sunset Boulevard, like, she's there as a friend. She's not there as a lover. Like, she's like, let's grab your things, let's go. Like, she's doing that as a friend because above anything else, that's what she wants from him. That's what she is to him. She's a friend. But yeah, I do think she tells the truth. I don't think she's a liar.
Yeah.
I like
And I
that.
think especially after spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, Joe dies. You know, Dark Windows is probably still going to go on to be this big hit film, don't you think?
Right. Oh, I think 100%. I mean, I've had fans have given me like tickets to like an old cinema and it has dark windows and it has like Betty Schaefer and Joe Gillis, but Betty's name is before Joe Gillis, which we love to see. Thank you
We
very
did.
much.
We do.
Yeah, I think that the film is a hit. I do. I think they're really onto something special. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're viewing this as sort of like your exit interview from the show. What will you take from Betty with you going forward?
Strength. 100%. She's just so, like, I feel like I relate to her so much because she's so driven. Like, even when she's being shut down by everyone in the place that she works in, like, she's just like, I've got a job to do. I'm going to do it, whether you see me and recognize me or not. And I think we could all take something from that. Like, we've all got something to give, regardless of whether other people see it or not. And then also, just from a performance perspective, just like patience with myself, because I think doing Betty for such a long time now, like in London, it almost wasn't long enough for us to get tired. But it's been a long enough run for us to get tired, but there's still new things to find. There's still layers to her and, different vocal choices to be made. And so, yeah, just like patience and grace.
That's so nice. You posted
Amazing.
such a
Yeah.
beautiful video sharing about your reaction to,
Oh.
the announcement that you would be leaving Sunset, and you were so vulnerable and sweet in it. And I'm so happy for you for this whole experience, Grace.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot.
What has your reaction been to American audiences versus audiences in the West End? Do you feel like things are quite different here, or?
Yes, people are more vocal here, which I love. I love because I think there's a British culture of just being very polite, and sometimes that comes in handy. Like, hey, if we're holding a long note and we're not done, like, we'll clap at the end. I like that. But I like the fact that you kind of hear how the audience are feeling as you're going along. That's really, really nice. And also, I think just like the love that you get from the fans of the show here is a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's maybe more generous. It's more like on the front foot. It's like you really feel that you've done a good job because people want to tell you and they want to show you. There's definitely a difference.
Okay, so living in New York for
Yes.
probably almost about a year,
Yeah.
what has it been like? Have you liked your experience of being in the city?
I have actually. I feel like it's taken me a long time to feel settled because I am such a home bird. It was a massive adjustment for me to like be so far away from home. But I've like really fallen in love with the city, like especially in the summer. I think when it's cold, I was like, oh gosh, I'm struggling a little bit. I'm struggling. But in the sun, I'm like, I could live here forever. What am I talking about? It's so nice.
You're speaking like a true New Yorker, Grace. I feel that way every year. I mean,
See?
the depression that creeps in the winter is
Right.
real.
No, it was
Oh my
scary.
God.
It was scary. Like, and it gets cold. Cold. Everyone warned me how cold it would get. And apparently, this winter wasn't even that bad.
Not as bad as maybe like la the year before last was bad for sure. It's crazy.
It was
It's really
wild.
crazy.
But honestly, I've really loved it. And I would love to come back. I really would. So, manifesting that, fingers crossed.
Manifesting.
Yes.
We'll have you back anytime. Seriously.
Thank you.
I know. Wait, so are you moving back to London next?
Yes, so I'm going to go back to Nottingham
Oh.
just to see my family, but then I need to find somewhere to live. And it's like the first time I've been in a position where I can live alone, like I don't need to find like a flatmate. So that's really exciting. So I feel like I'm on like a new chapter of my life and I'm really, really excited. Yeah.
And your accent will be newly sharpened again. So you'll be full Nottingham again.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I did want to talk to you a little bit about working with Tom Francis, who Connor and I
Yes.
absolutely adore. We were his only podcast interview that he did during his time in Sunset Boulevard, I have to just say. And we love him. We will follow him to the ends of the world. What has it been like playing opposite him?
Incredible. He's so, first of all, so talented, obviously, but he's just so supportive. He's obviously he's the only person I talk to on the stage, so all of my scenes are with him, and there's such a strong like bond that we have that we've created over the past 2 years that is just like he's just incredible, honestly. Like he's always cracking jokes backstage. Like he's always trying to, like, if you're having a down day, he'll cheer you up. Like he's always doing it with an air of professionalism. Like he's just incredible, incredible. He's like the best scene partner a girl could ask for, truly.
I
That's
love to
so
hear
sweet to
that.
hear.
That's so
Yeah.
nice. And of course, I'm obsessed with your original Artie from Broadway, Diego, who
Yes.
now he's shown his
He's a
underpants out in
star.
Nevada out
I
there.
know.
So you're gonna go see it, right?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. I need to plan that trip. He was literally texting me like, when you're back, you need to come and see the show. I was like, I know. Give me a chance. Like, let me get moved back. But I'm so excited for him. Like, he's a star. He's an absolute star, and again, just such a pleasure to work with. Like, he's so lovely, and he's such like a he's like really, really missed in the building. Like,
Oh.
the energy that he brought to, you know, to backstage was like, it's really, really missed, and it's just irreplaceable. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
Oh,
That'll
I'll
be so
bet.
nice.
Okay, so looking back from your Broadway experience, are there any highlights that really stand out from your time in Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah, so two come to mind. Meeting Oprah. That was wild. I will never ever get over that. That was insane.
Oh my gosh.
Because she's also just so lovely, was so like appreciative of the show. So that was just incredible. And then the other one that comes to mind is when we're doing the walk around, there's obviously like a part of the street that people can crowd and stay. And as we were walking across, there was like a school. So there was like hundreds of students that were, I assumed, were studying this theatre, and they'd come to see the matinee that day, and they were all like losing, like absolutely, like just couldn't believe that they were there. And that was just really cool because it was like, I was you like 2 years ago, and now you're excited, and I'm walking with this group of people, and it was really, really cool. And I got to talk to some of them afterwards, and it was just like a really like wholesome moment for me. So yeah.
Oh, that's
Those
so
were so sweet.
special. Wait, so Oprah came to the show and came backstage?
Yes.
Oh my
I think
God.
there's a picture on my Instagram, I think, maybe.
If not, you've got to post that.
I know. No, seriously. It was like the best day of my life.
Do you have like your Goodbye Sunset Boulevard like photo dump planned or?
I actually don't yet because I'm like, how do I even accumulate all these photos? Like, I just don't, and it's been such a massive learning curve for me, like as a performer and just like as a person. I feel like I've grown so much in the time that this show has been a part of my life. I need to really, like, I've literally been thinking this whole week, I need to plan my Instagram post. Like, what am I going to say? So yeah, it will probably be something I do whilst I'm on the plane, like in tears.
Oh my God. Literally.
Oh
Do
my
you feel
goodness.
like you have anything left on your New York bucket list that you've got to do before you get on the plane?
Do you know what? I feel like I've done all of the touristy things. Like, I've done Statue of Liberty, I've done the Empire State. The one thing I haven't done, which isn't really like a New York thing, but kind of is, there's a spa on Governor's Island that
Yes, people
overlooks,
love this.
right. I want to go because it looks so nice. I went to Sojo for the first time on Monday and it was incredible. Loved it.
I heard it's
Never
amazing.
been. Oh, you have to go. It was so, so nice. But now I'm like, I want to go to the spa on Governor's Island, but I don't have time. Unless I go
Yeah.
on, I'm literally flying Monday night, so I could go Monday. I know. I
Oh my
know. I'm
God,
going to be so
God.
sad. I'm not going to have time to come down from the show. I'm going to keep my braids in forever. I'm not going to take them out.
Oh my goodness.
That's
Okay,
so
well, I have a quick
sweet.
question for you because
Yes.
Connor and I were talking about Love Island at the very beginning. Have you ever watched? It's so big over there as well.
I've watched some of the UK seasons, but
Okay.
I've on and off watched this season, but not really.
The UK one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the
Okay.
UK one is the best. I've watched like a few episodes of the American one, but
Oh yeah. I tend to feel like that's the case always with things like the British ver I love the British version of Drag Race. Like there's just so many different things that are there's just a sensibility that y'all have that's it's undeniable.
yeah.
Well, Grace, this has been so much fun. We have loved talking to you about all your different experiences and you're such a lovely person. But before we say goodbye, we do like to end on a dose of drama. So this is a maybe a pop culture recommendation, a rant, a rave, a suggestion, anything you might have. We're all going to share. Connor is going to go first though, because I'm sure he has something burning to leave the listeners with.
I don't know about burning, but I have been binging season 4 of The Bear on Hulu. And I loved season 1. I really liked season 2. Season 3 was a big chop for me. But y'all, I'm back with season 4. I am back. I'm feeling the vibes of the show. Maybe my expectations have just dropped. So I'm just along for the vibes that they're putting out there. But I'm really enjoying it. I have to recommend it. I was like so down on it. Like I was like, oh God, like, and they got renewed for another season. I'm like, I can't not finish something is why I like roll my eyes at it. I'm like, okay, I'm gotta devote 10 more hours to this. But I think it's really
Oh,
fun.
I'm so
I'm into
glad.
season
Love that. I
four.
haven't started it yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah, okay. It's good. It's good. It's definitely like a direct pickup from last season, but I do feel like the plot is moving forward in a bigger way. It's the stakes have been raised. And I'm feeling like, once again, attracted to Jeremy Allen White. So, you know, what's a guy to do? They do something crazy with like everyone with blue eyes on the show, though, where they color correct them in such an intense way where I'm like, okay, wait, we see them. Like, we see the eyes. It's fine. Yeah.
They did that with Zac Efron in the High School Musical movies. I'm not complaining, but
intense. Yeah. Intense.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Dylan.
My dose of drama. I watched an amazing documentary last night. It's called My Mom, Jane, and it's Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU. Her mother was the famous Hollywood star Jane Mansfield. And I knew little to nothing about Jane Mansfield, but it's kind of a Norma Desmond-y vibe, actually, like being part of the studio system and old Hollywood. It was so amazing. I will say it was a little long. It was almost 2 hours, but I cried like a baby. And that is always, to me, like the mark of approval of something, like a good documentary. It was sentimental. And it's on HBO Max, which HBO or Max is now officially HBO Max again. So the world is correcting itself mm-hmm. right now with that. I cannot recommend it enough if you like that kind of stuff or if you're a Mariska Hargitay fan.
Cool. I love that.
I'll definitely watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, Grace, do you have one?
Mine's like an oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
So I watched it when I was in the UK, but I've rewatched it whilst I've been here. Gossip Girl. I hate to say it, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's something about like being here whilst you're watching it.
Yes.
It makes me feel like I'm in the drama. Like I want Gossip Girl to be on my phone. I love it. I think it's such a good show. It will never get old to me. I love it.
Oh, it is so good. Who's your favorite couple? Is it like Blair and Chuck? Is it Serena and... Serena had a few. Dan.
I think Blair and Chuck, maybe. I feel like once Blair and Dan started seeing each other, I'm like, guys, come on.
I know.
It didn't feel right.
It didn't feel right. I feel like I actually really liked Vanessa and I liked Jenny too.
Vanessa was my fave. Yeah.
Vanessa, I love Vanessa. She loves to stir the pot. Uh-huh. And for that, I love
her.
She
does.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my God. It's so funny you bring up Gossip Girl because I just follow a darkest thing to ever admit on the planet. And you'll see it now. I just got a notification. I followed Chase Crawford on Snapchat. So now I'm getting all of his like
that's
family photos. I mean, more dark. How dark could it get? Like that I followed like insane, but it's worth
recession
it.
Indicator.
recession indicator.
Grace, did you happen to do a Met Steps photo? That would be another New York bucket list.
Oh my gosh, I haven't yet.
Next time. You're going to have to come back. I guess you got to come back.
Yeah. I don't have time to do that.
Yeah. Maybe a trip to the Met Steps could be a Gossip Girl come to life moment.
Right. Because I wanted to do the like Gossip Girl tours.
I've seen that.
But then I was like, I can just, because they're expensive, like really expensive. And I'm like, I could just walk the streets myself, right? Like, I don't need to pay someone to take me around. But yeah, I definitely need to get a picture on the Met Steps. That's like a classic thing.
Yes.
So good.
Oh my goodness. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on our podcast. It's been a pleasure having you in New York for Sunset Boulevard. Thank you for all of your contributions and your talent. I cannot wait to see what happens next. And where can everybody follow along to keep up with your journey as you head back to Nottingham and then London?
As in my socials? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My Instagram is just Grace Modgett Young and I will post anything and everything to do with work on there. So yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Grace. And break a leg with these final five goes. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure was ours. And while everyone's following Grace, they've got to follow us. We're at The Drama Podcast. I'm at Dylan McDowell. Connor is at Connor McDowell. And Connor, I will see you next time.
Drama.